Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. After relatively flat sales of existing homes in Wisconsin the first 3 months of the year, the numbers improved in March, up 7.2%, including most of the counties in this part of the state. A 4.7% increase, but not for all. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association report shows a 1.7% sales increase in Kenosha County, 6.5% in Milwaukee County, but a decrease of 8.9% in Racine County. The entire region was up 4.7% on home sales. Median prices with those deals, that went up 5.8%, including Racine at 7.3% to just under $139,000. Kenosha County's median price up 9.7% and 2.6% in Milwaukee County. Looking at the first quarter of the year, Kenosha County sales dropped by 12.5%, 11.9% on the median price increase. Racine County sales up 4.7%, a 15.4% average cost increase, and Milwaukee County existing home sales up 5.3%, a 4.3% median price hike. The entire Southeast region, home sales up 2.7%, a 5.3% median price increase. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Solid waste collection in the city of Racine will undergo a major change in the coming months, as city residents will have to fit their trash items into new 96-gallon carts that each residence will be getting, or the materials won't be picked up, at least not that way. Some of the finer details are still being worked out, but Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalen says implementation is on track. The Public Works and Services Committee has the purchase request for the 27,000 carts on its agenda for 6 o'clock Tuesday, following a 5:30 public hearing on street projects for next year. The carts would be purchased from the same Pleasant Prairie company that supplied the city's recycling carts. Bulky waste items not fitting into the cart will have to be taken to the Pearl Street site, with other drop-off locations still being considered, as well as allowing 4 free pickup days a year based on phone calls to Public Works. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission recommends the Village Board approve an adjustment to the maximum height for buildings in its business parks from the current 40 feet to between 40 and 60 feet. Community Development Director Sam Schultz pointed out another section of the statute allows up to 60 feet for offices and hotels. He notes the new height restriction would match the ceiling in the M1 Industrial Zoning District.
Plan commissioners were wary of the possibility of large concrete walls overshadowing adjacent properties. Plan commissioners also asked staff for the comparable height limitations in Pleasant Prairie, Oak Creek, and Caledonia, which vary but are generally similar to the 60 feet. Since the principal meeting, staff amended the proposal to allow the increase in height to 60 feet by conditional use. This amended proposal still removes the possibility of a variance process below 60 feet.
The issue was on the Mount Pleasant Village Board agenda tonight as an ordinance amendment. The Racine Unified School Board reorganization meeting is at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Building 1 of the Administrative Service Campus. Scheduled to give the oaths of office to board members Brian O'Connell, Mike Frontier, and Dennis Weiser is newly appointed Racine County Judge Wayne Laufenberg, who then may offer some words of wisdom to the entire board. Then comes election of the board president, vice president, treasurer, and clerk. The Racine School Board's regular business meeting agenda at 6:30 includes a resolution designating district schools as safe zones and to create resources for students and families threatened by immigration enforcement. The recommendation is to have the governance committee review it. The Kenosha School Board is also holding its organizational meeting at 6:30 tonight, including election of officers. The regular business meeting follows at 7 o'clock. In Kenosha, a new indoor shooting range and renovated classrooms for police science students will be dedicated to Gateway Technical College this Friday morning. The $2 million Kenall Protective Services Training Center includes a crime lab and a new space for simulation exercises, as well as a 12-lane shooting range to replace a basement facility that no longer meets state training standards. Gateway students, as well as on-the-job law enforcement officers, will get to use the facility for ongoing training. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The forecast is coming up.